welcome to the Intentional Living Center. I got a question for you. Dr. Randy here. When you're trying to discover a little bit of peace in your life and experience more peace in your life, do you have a go-to verse? Is there a verse in Scripture that sort of brings you that reminder of God's presence, His power in your life? Is there a verse that's significant to you that you have relied upon, memorized, been a part of your life? Tell the world what it is. I'm opening the phone lines today. We've got a specific reason for doing this. I'll tell you in a moment. But if you have a go-to verse in discovering and experiencing peace and hope in your life, give me a call. The line is now open at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Tell us what the verse is, share it with us, and tell us why and how that has made a difference in your life. You ready? Let's go. Let's go. Here's the stats when we talk about peace or a lack of peace. I tell you, frankly, I was driving in this morning to the studio, and I made a huge mistake. Huge. Instead of listening to Family Life Radio, instead of listening to my radio, Christian radio station, I hit the button to hear what was going on in the news. And I got a stomach ache and lack of peace before I got to the next stoplight. Come on now. According to the American Psychological Association, nearly 30%, depending on age group and racial background and so on, between 25 and 30% of people say that they often feel that their difficulties or lack of peace is so high in their life that they can't overcome them. And maybe you're experiencing that. You know, maybe it's daily. Maybe it comes situationally. Maybe it's kind of your wiring. I don't know. But what's a go-to verse that's made a difference? Here's one, Philippians 4, one of mine, Philippians 4, 4 and 7. Paul says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything." About anything. That's a hard one, isn't it? "But in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." What's yours? 888-888-1717. Kelvin, welcome to the show. What's your story on this topic?
Well, I've definitely had some storms over the last 20 years with struggling with addictions and gambling and drinking. But one thing that's definitely helped me is daily, especially now with this storm going on in the world, is praying and meditating. I set my alarm. I have a busy schedule with work for the first 20 minutes every day. And along with that, not only has it given me the peace and guidance that I need throughout the course of the day, but I'm extremely grateful for where I'm at today. And just it really gives me the peace that I need throughout the day just to handle the chaos that's going on in the world.
Good for you. Listen, that's really setting the tone, and that's what we're talking about. You know, how do you set the tone for your day when there's a lack of peace? How about you, Brandy, there in Tennessee? How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Yeah, blessed as well. Thank you for calling. Nice to talk to you over the miles here. What's your go-to verse?
Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight."
Amen. Have you experienced that?
Yes, sir. I was in active addiction all my life, and I've been sober now for 2 years.
Amen.
I went to a program called Women at the Well, and it was very scary waiting on God, not knowing how much my choices would actually hinder my future. And now I'm a mental health technician. I help children who have mental disorder, and God's directed my path, and I just trust Him daily for it.
Amen. More peace in your life, I bet.
Oh, so much more peace. Oh, there's nothing better. Nothing better.
Well, thank you for what you're doing, too, to help kids. Thank you for your call, Brandy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Put a B before Randy, and you got Brandy. There she is from beautiful Tennessee. Thank you for your call. Go-to verse. Lots of people calling. What is it? Might get some duplicates. That's fine. 888-888-1717 is the number. Let me go to Karen in Michigan. Hey, Karen. How you doing?
Good. How are you today?
Good. What's your go-to verse?
My go-to verse is from Isaiah 43, verse 2. "When you go through deep waters, I will be with you."
Have you been through? You've been through a few deep waters?
You know, at different times, different struggles, but I'm a hospice chaplain, and so, you know, I work with people at difficult moments.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so just needing to root myself in that relationship with God and knowing that, you know, I'm not doing my own thing, that, you know, I'm trying to bring that light of Jesus to everyone that I meet and that love of God to them.
Amen.
And it's a verse that one of my teachers shared with me when I was young, Sister Kathleen. And I remember her talking about that when you're in the midst of a storm on the sea, you plunge deep into the ocean, and that's where there is calm, not on the surface. And so she was saying that in our life, when we go through times of trouble, we need to sink into the heart of God.
Amen.
And that just always stayed with me.
Question for you, Karen. You're a hospice nurse, you said?
Chaplain.
Chaplain, okay. What do you find between those who know Christ and those who don't at that stage in their life? What do you see different?
You know, I think the confidence that we are made for more than this world, the confidence that they'll be going home, and there's a comfort in that, you know, for many people, that they'll be reunited with those that they love. I think of my own dad, you know, saying to me, I'm going to go and I'm going to get to see my parents. Eight of his brothers and sisters had already died before he did. You know, he said, I'm going to get to see all of them, and hopefully one day I will get to see you, he said, but hopefully it'll be a little bit, you know, and so that peace, you know, that it gave him, you know, and I think that's that confidence of the hope that comes from God.
Amen. Thank you, Karen, for sharing from Michigan, hospice chaplain, and there's a difference. If you don't know Christ today and you're not experiencing peace in your life, there's a correlation there. You know, God is a God of comfort and peace. He brings peace, not confusion. And if you don't know Him today, and your spirit is being led, just simply turn to Him, and in your own words, to say something to Him like, Lord, I need You. I'm done doing it my own way. I'm done doing what I think is right. It's not been working. I ask You to come into my life, be my Savior, be my Lord today. Is there more to it? Do you have to do something else? No, you have to make that intentional decision. See, God's ready to accept Him into your life. And then intentionally, that's what we talk about. How do we live then? Get plugged into a church. Find a support group. Experience God's peace in your life. It can begin today. For someone today, it just did. What's your go-to verse when you're trying to find peace? Give me a call. 888-888-1717. I'll be right back.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Intentionally, I try to never go a day without being in God's Word and meditating on it and aligning my thoughts to His way of thinking. I would like to encourage those who are suffering right now, don't quit, don't give up.
Your monthly support of Intentional Living keeps Dr. Carlson and the team on the air, helping people live a life that pleases Christ. Intentional Living is supported by you and others just like you. So become a member right now at theintentionallife.com. Call 888-888-1717 or go to theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, when you support the ministry, you're making a difference. You're impacting people for Christ. Thank you for being a part of the ministry, and your ongoing monthly support is sort of the sustaining intentionality of that giving that multiplies and continues to allow us to reach more people. And so come and join us. Your monthly support makes a difference. When you do, we'll make sure that you receive the link to get to the platform digitally with all the teaching from Intentional Living, my messages and lessons to encourage you there. And we certainly love to hear from you. Phone line, by the way, that's theintentionallife.com, or you can call 888-888-1717 and press number 2. Press 1 to talk to me. Do you have a go-to verse? Has there been a passage, a verse or two that's made a difference in your life? What is it and how and why? You got a chance to give a shout-out. You always wanted to talk to the whole world? You could do it right now through our podcast and a radio broadcast across the country. 888-888-1717. And we're going to Anna in Arizona. Hi, Anna. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Dr. Randy. How are you doing?
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you
for taking my call. I have so many, it's hard to narrow it down, but Isaiah 41:10, fear not, and that's not a suggestion, it's a command. Fear not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. That verse got me through my divorce 41 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, when you've been married 20 years and had two kids, and then the unfaithful husband, after the third affair, you say, I'm sorry, three strikes and you're out. It's nice that I can laugh about it now. But you know what? It took me 2 years to truly forgive him, because anger is the poison you take expecting somebody else to die. And today I would be a bitter 80, almost 81 year old woman. And I'm not bitter. I love the Lord. I now have 15 great grandchildren. The 15th one was just born last month.
Wow.
And you know what? My two kids, they're scarred from that divorce. But I tell you what, my daughter homeschooled all five of her children, who are now adults, and four of them have children. And you know what? They waited until after they were married to have children. Things work out when you do it God's way, right?
Yeah, right. Absolutely. All right, Anna, those tears come from a place of healing, place of hope. And probably the reality is, if you'd have hung on to that poison of anger and unforgiveness and revenge, you wouldn't have made it to 81. I mean, just, you know, it's a reasonable question, isn't it? When we think about poisoning ourselves internally with anger and regret, instead of turning to Christ, turning to the Scripture. What's your go-to verse? Thank you, Anna. Appreciate it. What's your go-to verse or passage that made a difference in your life when you're seeking peace? You're thinking, I don't have one. You ought to. We're giving you some options today, and that's really why we're doing this, because we're helping one another. Intentional Living is about this journey that we're on together. We're all on this thing together. And you better have in your pocket, in your mind, some of these scriptures, these passages, to encourage yourself. So I hope you're making note. 888-888-1717. Matthew is in Arizona. Hey, Matthew, how you doing?
Excellent.
Appreciate your call. What's your go-to verse?
Matthew 28:20. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Mm. And it just reminds me that when we decided to follow him, no matter what bumps in the road, obstacles, or things that may take us off the path, there'll be someone in there to bring us back.
Yeah. Have you experienced that in your life?
Oh, a few times. But I'm blessed to know that he's always there bringing me back when I've done the backstroke once or twice.
At least you got your head above water, and that's a key, isn't it? Keep breathing. All right. Thank you. Matthew with a Matthew verse, Matthew 28:20. Appreciate it. All right, Abel, you've been waiting. Oops. He was waiting and decided not to. That's okay. Love to have you join in. You can give us a call at 888-888-1717 and be a part of the show today. We're going to ask you to join in to do one thing. What's a go-to verse in your life that's made a difference? 888-888-1717 is the phone number. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
I have two small children, and so listening to what people call in about, it makes it very relatable to know that you're not going through it alone.
Intentional Living helps moms like Sarah live an intentional life for Christ. And now you can access many of Dr. Randy's exclusive teachings on various topics whenever you want. With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive monthly teachings from the past 2 years. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources by calling 888-888-1717 today or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
you know, your support's making a difference. It really, really is. We're listener supported. We don't sell commercials. We have friends of the ministry who support us. We have businesses that say, hey, we want to be a part of it and donate. We have individuals, young and old, people who say, I want to be a part of a journey that's making a difference in a world that's gone crazy. And we want to experience more peace and hope. You ask people what you want, what do you want to experience? They want to experience more love, acceptance, hope, and peace. And today we're focused on peace. And we go to scripture. What's a go-to verse that's made a difference in your life? Love to hear you. You can give us a call, 888-888-1717.
Hi, my name is Candace, and I'm from Michigan. And the one intentional thing that I have been doing to have peace is getting in the Word every day and committing to that. We have three little kids under five, and we have went through some struggles, and I made the choice to get in the Word every day, and it has trickled down in all of our areas of life, brought me and my husband closer together, and really has given me peace and trust in God through all the mess, all the struggles. So I just want to praise God for that. Thank you. Bye.
Well, we love your stories. You tell us what God's doing in your life, encouraging someone. That's fantastic. All right, well, go to verses. Let's go to Elizabeth in Michigan. Hi there, Elizabeth.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your go-to verse?
So my go-to verse is 2 Samuel 16, verse 10.
All right, what does it say?
What have I to do with you, ye sons of Zariah? Let him curse, because the Lord has said to him, curse David. And this happened when a man was throwing rocks at David and cursing him as he walked by, and they wanted to punish him for that.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of every bad thing everybody's ever said about me, or every time I get in road rage as I'm driving to work, that everything that happens, happens because it's from the Lord. And it's my job to learn patience in that situation and to trust him that there's a reason why it's happening, and not to get angry at the person who's cursing me, but to find forgiveness or to find patience or to find something in my heart other than anger and offense.
Boy, I tell you, there's a lot of that out there. It's easy to pick up an offense almost every hour, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
And I was one of those very easily offended people. And so I wrote this verse down in my car. I taped it to my car so I would always remember it and memorize it. And that was something I carry with me to help me not be angry in those situations when somebody's actually attacking you, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. What part of Michigan are you calling from, Elizabeth?
I live in Carleton and I work in Livonia. So right now I'm in Livonia.
All right. Well, you're listening to the new 93.1. In Detroit, and welcome to the listenership. I hope you're enjoying Family Life Radio.
I am. It's wonderful. Thank you.
Glad to be on. All right. Thank you. Keep that verse in front of you. And by the way, that's a good idea. Get a post-it note or a 3x5 card or put it on your phone, but something that can remind you. Maybe even put it around your wrist. I wear a wristband, and we've given out thousands of these. Thousands and thousands. I don't know how many thousands, but a lot. And it simply says one thing on it. And it reminds me of a couple things. One is what Paul says in Philippians, where he says, forgetting those things which are behind, this one thing I do. He says, pressing forward, I press toward the goal of the high calling toward Christ, what Christ has for me. And so that's a reminder every time I see that every day. What's my one thing today? To draw closer to him, to be intentional in my walk with him. So whatever you do, however you can, make sure it's something that you're reminded. All right, you can join us, 888-888-1717. I think Abel is back in Arizona. Hi there, Abel. How are you? All right, I guess not. You can join us as you call 888-888-1717 is the number. And I'll tell you what, let me go to Lori. Who's joining us. I'm not sure where she's from, but welcome to the show, Lori. How you doing?
Thank you so much. I'm doing okay. A little nervous being here because I'm actually letting some things out on what I've been experiencing lately, but praise God.
What's a verse that has brought you peace through all this in your life?
John 16:33, and it says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation.
Mm-hmm.
but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Amen.
That's a big reminder for me in my life, you know. The one thing that is through his word that I've learned is that he never promised that we would have good things every day, every minute, always, you know.
Right.
But that he is, the promises is that he is with us, that we are not alone. And that has been a big reminder for me, especially lately, the last several months, you know, been battling a lot with things going through my mind, allowing the world to define me as the world, you know, is. And I don't want that. So it's a constant battle in my mind, you know, with the enemy always picking on me and trying to define me in a different way and remove me from the hands of the Lord. And that's helped me a lot.
All right. Thank you for that, Lori. Appreciate you sharing that with us. Let's continue with our calls. More verses. Elizabeth in Michigan. Hi there, Elizabeth. All right. Michelle is on line 5. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Hi. This is Michelle.
Appreciate your call. Hey, great. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for asking us what our verses are.
Yes. What's your verse?
For decades, mine was 1 John 1:5. And it says, this is the message that we have heard from him and proclaim to you. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. And I needed that verse because although I became a Christian very young, I never doubted he could do anything. God was omnipotent. But sometimes, because of bad things that happened to me, I doubted that he was good and that he cared.
Mm.
And it took me, I think maybe 5 years ago, so it took me 60 years to know that he is good. And I trust him now. And I have a new verse now. It's Romans 15:13 about the hope, the joy of God being so full in you that it overflows. So I'm so glad I could transition at this late time in my life to a different verse because I know he is completely good now.
Amen. So you've been on the journey, but you know what? Life is a journey and we grow. We either grow or we don't grow and we die. And so the fact that you choose to grow and grow closer to him and rely on him, that's a powerful thing.
I was amazed that I knew the change was certain because early, like in my 30s, a Christian friend of mine committed suicide, and it rocked me hard, and it scared me because I'm like, I want to go. You know, I want to be in heaven. And I'm like, nope, can't do that. That's God. It's not God's plan.
That's right.
And then later, just, about 6 years ago, another friend of mine who had mental issues did kill herself too, and she was a Christian. But I knew so much more about God and trusting him and knowing the terrible things that happened here on earth that is not his will, that his divine will, you know, his perfect will. But his will was to give us choices, and bad things happen, and it doesn't mean we can't trust God. And I just like, wow, you have changed, you know?
Yeah.
And,
well, every day.
I was so thankful for that growth. It's like, thank you, God. I still trust you, even though this is awful.
Yeah, we can have awful experiences, and yet we trust God. He never forsakes us. That's what the Bible teaches. You know, whenever we hear someone mention someone who takes their life or suicide, I'm reminded some of you are feeling not a peace today, but a sense of hopelessness. And I want to remind you, if you or someone you know or someone that you love is ever feeling that way, that there's help available. And there's a national hotline number, 988, that you can call, toll-free, talk to someone, 988, toll-free hotline. Someone to talk to. You know, today, what's your go-to verse? We're going to continue after the bottom of the hour We'd love to have you join us. What is your one go-to verse when you're not experiencing peace or you want more? 888-1717.
Hi, my name is Renee. I'm calling today to share the intentional living that I'm doing lately. I've struggled my whole life with criticism, and it's just been lately that I felt a breakthrough in that area, and God's really helping me either stop or think before I begin to say something. And I'm so blessed to know that He's given me the strength to actually think about something first before I say it. And it's so refreshing, it's so wonderful, and it's amazing to me how important all the words that we speak are to Him. Even if it's something that doesn't seem so critical, if it is anything negative whatsoever, He doesn't want me to say it. And I just praise God for that. Thank you.
And thank you. Appreciate it. We got about a minute left. Elizabeth in Arizona, you've been waiting the longest. What's your go-to verse, Elizabeth?
Honestly, I was listening to you talking to everyone, and I realized I didn't have one. But one that stood out, it was Philippians 4, 6 through 7, about not being anxious about anything, but, you know, with prayer, petition, you know, make your request to God, and He'll give you your peace. And I think it just really, that, you know, I don't know, it just, it's making a difference for me, for my life right now, because of what I've been going through. And, you know, I'm just glad I caught on to this today, you know, on your show.
That's good. Well, I'm glad you did too, because you know what? Sometimes when we experience a lack of peace or some confusion or you're feeling upset in your life, where's your first thing you go to? Do you go to something to eat or drink or take or a person, or do you turn to God and God's Word? And let me just fill in that verse for you, Philippians 4, 4 through 7, because it starts with the word rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. That's the beginning point. I'll say it again, rejoice. So Paul's saying, hey, didn't get it the first time? Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Don't be anxious about anything. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. We got to run, but I'll tell you what, we're going to stay right here in the studio and talk. What's your go-to verse? We're going to lay it down, we'll get it recorded and share it in a few days. Give me a call, 888-1717. What's that go-to verse for peace? I'm Randy Carlson, Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.